Hey guys, my name is Vanessa and I will pursue a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing, Social Work, or Nutrition. It might seem that I'm just a regular high school student, but let me be real. In my high school experience, I had some ups and downs that I would love to share with you. I grew up in a Catholic household, went through a Catholic program my parents placed me in, and did what was expected of me, but did not know what I was doing. In my late middle school years, I was introduced to the God of the Bible and Christian faith. I started attending church at first. I was confused, but observed as my sister and her husband's lives changed as we followed God, which encouraged me to continue and attend church and learn more. I soon realized that God was present, active in lives, and cared, even for those who seemed to have done everything wrong. I remember being at the ministry wake and crying right after the service because I understood the weight of my sin, that God still loves me, and that he made a way for me to be reconciled to him, and I didn't have to live in shame of letting my past of sexual sin and stealing define me. In this moment, I placed my faith in Christ. Despite fear of what others might think about me, I knew I needed to confess my sins to leaders and sisters as well. When I confessed, I was met with love from my leaders and was reminded of God's grace and forgiveness, as it says, John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Throughout the years, I have begun to realize that God knows everything. He knew what I was going to do and soon to do, yet he died for all of it. I started to remind myself of this truth daily, which led to healing and seeking a relationship with God. Growing in my need for God, I have begun reading the Bible and made meeting with my small group more intentional. The fruit of this has been the Lord showing me my tendency to people please, which limits my sharing the gospel with others. Although expressing my faith felt hard, I talked to God and asked others to pray for boldness to share God with friends and family. And through time, God has brought me to situations where with his help, I can share my story and beliefs with others. There are still times I struggle with thoughts of shame, desire to isolate, and feeling unworthy. However, through God's strength in me, I keep talking to my leaders and sisters, discussing my thoughts regularly, and being reminded of God's grace. If you can relate to my experience, I would encourage you to respond by letting your leaders know what is on your mind right now and what you are currently struggling with. Confession and opening your heart to others is crucial, and whatever you are facing, you should not go through it alone. When shame comes, remember Psalm 103:10-12. Says, he does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. God gives strength and love, but we must also receive this love and pursue a relationship with him. I pray that God would give you the boldness to be real with God and the people around you. God loves you, we are his, and he makes us new. Thanks for letting me share.